The security points are located at two places in the main Capitol building, the wheelchair-accessible entrances of the East and West Wings. Assistant Secretary for the Department of Public Safety, Larry Messina, says discussions of increased security have been in the works for nearly 15 years.
The most recent round of discussion started after the 2015 legislative session, and we had representatives from all three branches in those discussions, and they culminated in the decision to operate directed public access points in the building.
Members of the public wanting to visit the State House this session must enter through the checkpoints. Security officials say those coming to Charleston should use common sense. They should budget their time accordingly to get through security and leave any prohibited items at home. These things include firearms, knives, and pepper spray. Messina says the security is designed to balance the safety of the public with their right to an easy and efficient access to government.
To a degree, it's somewhat like what you encounter when you would travel by air and have to go to an airport. You walk through a magnetometer, your items are in your pockets that may say it off the magnetometer are put in bins to be inspected or to go through an x-ray machine, and your baggage is screened with an x-ray machine.
Past the detectors, security measures have also been tightened within the building. Anyone wishing to sit in the President's gallery above the Senate must get a free ticket from the office of Clark Barnes, the Senate clerk.
There's no hard and fast rule of who sits here, but you do have to have permission. The doorkeepers will not allow folks without a ticket to sit in this gallery. In this day and age, we just don't have the luxury of having open buildings. We have a lot of employees here, we have a lot of guests here, and we're very interested in keeping our people safe, keeping the people that come to visit us safe.
The overall personnel cost for the new Capitol security is an estimated $732,000 for 1 year. But Capitol Police Sergeant Mark Swecker says security is essential for keeping legislation running smoothly.
We're able to ease the minds of the other employees. Rather than worrying about who may be just coming in, they know that they have been checked. It just gives them more of a peace of mind where they can do their jobs and not have to have all the little ancillary issues associated with it.
Both the East and West Wing security access points will be open year-round. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Rob Engel in Charleston.